this?
What are we doing? Ready.
Oh.
Can we do it again?
No, there's no retakes.
There is no again.
There's no control Z.
There's no redos in life. Hey, I'm Nate Voss.
Donovan Beery.
And we're doing the Reflex Blue Show. For like the first time since we were at the Howe Conference, and this is our first studio recording.
Dressing room 3 is starting to smell after like 2 months.
Oh God. We did so many shows, like it seems so long ago now.
Yeah.
Anyway. Like you're kind of, I feel like you're kind of putting on about it, but man, that was forever ago, it seems like. But we're here, we're back at 36 Point HQ. We are joined today, for the first time ever, by our good friend Joe Sperano.
Hello.
Joe, how you doing?
Good.
This is the first time you've been on the show, but you've been a friend of ours for a while.
That's true. Well, one of you.
Well, one, oh, you don't,
ouch.
Dang, getting off to a good start then. How you doing today?
Good. I feel really good.
Awesome.
I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, we're here. It's a Saturday. We're doing the show. We don't really know when it's going to go live because I'm going to cut this one together. We're going to try out some new things on the show today, coming off of what I would call our summer break, because I don't know if people know this, but Donovan, you cut all those Howe shows in one day, and we've just been throwing them up and kind of sitting back, sipping on martinis on the beach ever since, right?
Oh, yeah, the beach here in Omaha Beach.
The beach, Omaha Beach. It's great. The water's a little icky, but otherwise good. So we're going to try. We're doing a couple new things today. So the show might be a little bit slightly different format than normal. We'll see how this goes. So the first thing we're doing here, gentlemen, is what are you designing? Joe, What are you designing right now, man?
Bunch of exciting things, some secret things.
Secret things that can't be discussed. We're trying not to cover the secret, you know, NDA contractual topics on this segment. So you know, we don't want to get anyone in trouble.
Good luck with that.
Can
you tell us one thing you've learned on this secret project, maybe design-wise, or something that's a little more challenging than usual?
I do have a project I can talk about.
Awesome. Let's hear about that.
We're working on an interface for users,
like a user interface.
Yes, a user interface.
Okay.
For a website just basically anyone who has a web connection to build sort of graphics on the fly.
Okay.
So the challenge to us is figuring out, that's a pretty open-ended tool set, is to figure out how do you get these users to understand these items without having to explain everything?
So is it it's like a GUI to build GUI?
It's more like to build something that they would want to on the wall, for instance.
Okay,
and something that represents them that they would use these.
That's great. Okay, yeah. So what are you making on it?
We're doing the interface on it.
No, what are you making?
Oh, what am I? Well,
are you making buttons?
Designing icons.
Okay.
For the tools that they would use, which is pretty cool.
All right.
That's actually maybe the best part of this assignment is figuring out which icon represents the tool most effectively,
without
confusing anyone.
Well, and what I think is like interesting about that, because we know this is a digital delivery method here for this. So you also take into account, you know, like down to the pixel, illustrating these things out. Because I'll tell you, because the other day I was building the fave icon for a website, and I love doing those because you get 16 by 16 pixels, and you got to get in there with the pencil tool set to like one pixel, and you just got to do it.
It's like you're building an NES game.
Because it's like you're building a Nintendo game. That's totally the angle I take on it.
Yeah.
So are you getting into that at all?
Well, we use Illustrator generally to build the original graphics, and then we bring them into Photoshop and then tweak them.
Question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Are you on new Illustrator? Are you on CS5?
We made the jump. Yeah.
Did you make the jump? Okay, yeah. So have you been using the... I'm super... Because I haven't made the jump yet. Because, we all know what kind of computer I'm working on. But they've got that snap to pixel grid function on there. I was wondering if you had used that.
In Photoshop?
In Illustrator.
Oh, in Illustrator. It's funny that you bring that up. We found that CS5 Illustrator... snapping is a nightmare.
Really?
Something is wrong with it. It appears to snap, and then when you zoom in, you didn't have to zoom in that far. Things are not snapping. It's something we complain about every day, and I feel like we must be missing something because
that I feel like that's
backwards.
I feel like that's a kind of a lingering thing, isn't it? Like
being
so goddamn pixel perfect with where you click on things in Illustrator.
Yeah.
I thought I'd be interested to take a look at that because I work in Illustrator a lot and I deal with that. Like, hey, Smart Guides works. Oh, now Smart Guide doesn't work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how it feels. It feels like it's a huge change. It's a problem for us.
Okay. God. Oh, geez. I'm going to check that out.
I don't know.
I'll tell you what. Try out on one of them, maybe. Snap the pixel grid and let us know what it
is. All right.
If any of you guys out there have had problems and have found the solution, please let us know.
Oh, please. Yeah. And you know what? Screw us. Tell Adobe. Don't worry about an intermediary there. You just call those guys up. Call Russ Brown and say, hey, dude, I fixed Illustrator. You can just have it. You don't have to worry about
it. I opened the code and hacked it. Right.
Yeah. Oh, come on. There's got to be like some 13-year-old like genius like Doogie Howser style kid out there that could totally do that. Instead, he's like hacking porn sites and stuff. It's wasted youth.
We actually made a post on our blog about CS5.
You wrote, your open letter on news.oxide.com,
that's
right?
That's right.
Yep.
OxideDesign.com.
News.oxidedesign.com.
Okay. It's a letter that we wrote to Adobe to address some of these things that we feel they really feel like a step backwards. And we actually skipped CS4 because we were pretty happy with CS3.
Mm-hmm.
And we thought CS5 was going to finally address these lingering issues that we've been holding on to for years now. And we feel like not only are some of those things not addressed, but there are some new items that have opened up.
You kind of feel like some of the things are worse. I'm not sure, default rotation angles one of those things that was in your list? I feel like it was, and I know that I have talked about that on the show before too.
That's number one.
Did I have the stones to bring that up to Russell Brown? I don't even remember. God, that was my one opportunity, and I had him in the room.
You should have done it.
He doesn't really work in the office anymore. He kind of tours and promotes.
Yeah, but you know, somebody got to listen to him, maybe not because he's just touring and promoting. But hey, Russell Brown, super cool guy.
I think he's in China right now.
Okay, that
like,
works.
Literally.
Well, all right. Donovan, what have you been designing?
I've been working on a user interface, too, for software. And it's weird because, you know, it's getting back into thinking about where you start designing websites and you want to draw people in and it's supposed to be more flashy and something that draws them in. And then you're dealing with an interface someone's going to use for a long time and you want to draw them into the most uninteresting part of the page because that's where they're going to be staring at all times. And you don't want the other stuff to be too distracting.
Mm.
So that was the the trick that since I hadn't done this for a while to get back into that mindset of the nope, these things should be subtle. We do not want to draw attention to them because, you know, they're in the software. They've already bought it. You don't need to sell it to them again. You want them to focus on what the software does.
So this is not a web-based product you're working on.
It can be.
It could be. This goddamn internet now. It's doesn't have to be a website. It could be an app that's online. The web is dead, man. Prince called it.
Nate, what you got going?
Oh, geez, that's it? We don't even get to talk about yours.
We just did. I just told you the problems with
it. Did you solve the problem?
Yeah, we're still working on it.
Okay.
Well, we're still finalizing the issues with it. But it's almost done.
But it's almost like just getting down to like, visual hierarchy and stuff like that. Like, are you like, okay, this thing isn't important, so I shouldn't make it look important. I feel like that's kind of day-to-day what we do, right?
Yeah, but it's different stuff. On the website, you know, you need to draw them into, like, you know, you want something that's more flashy, bring them into the logo, you're selling the brand, you're selling all of this, and this you're selling in an application,
functionality.
Yeah.
Okay.
Functions in the workspace area, which is like the body, which on the website would be the body copy, which normally is like the fifth thing down in the hierarchy chain. Now, all of a sudden, technically, it's all they're looking at.
Okay.
So it's like the first thing on the chain.
That's okay. No, okay. Yeah, I didn't get it before, but I totally get what you're saying now. That sounds like a hell of a switch. What are you like making this in? Is this another like Photoshop Illustrator thing or is this like proprietary
doing
type?
All the designs in Photoshop.
Okay.
And then we're exporting it out and then it's going to hand over to some programmers who will make
slice and dice and
buttons.
No, it'll be
transform.
Press the make it button and do the engineer magic.
And all of a sudden, this thing just works, right? No. Once the visual parts are done, then that's my end of it.
Gotcha. Awesome.
That's the best end to be on.
Yeah.
Who wants to develop stuff?
Yeah. Who wants to make things actually happen?
Yeah. So, okay. So now do you want to ask me again?
Yeah. What are you working on?
Oh, hey, that's awesome. Well, we were talking about this, the lack of the comic. We'll get back to that. But I've been, like, mad busy this summer. Like, craziness. And I was going to say, hey, I've been working on some websites, but then you guys kind of took that. So I've also been doing logos. But, no, I've been doing an awful lot of WordPress websites lately.
Hmm.
Which,
who hasn't?
Which, before this summer, I did not know how to do. Like, and it's this whole new kind of crazy world to me.
It's magical.
I bought a book the other day. It's a shocking lack of what I would call good, like, books. And, like I was, I kind of wanted, like, the Idiot's Guide to Designing Websites in WordPress.
Yeah. Because it's already outdated.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. But I, you know, I picked up a book and it's like the first half of it is like, how to blog. Like, and you click post and it makes it and people can comment. Like, I'm like, yeah, okay, I got that.
Mm-hmm.
So there's like this tiny little section of the back is like how to build your own template and how to use custom fields and all that stuff. And you know, the kind of PHP magic that happens behind the scenes. And so all that is like very super new to me. And so far, the only things that I've done, I don't know about you guys, you, Joe, you sound like you've been mm-hmm. doing some of this stuff yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I've only been taking templates that other people have done and, you know, changing the style sheets essentially.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, doing some kind of spacing things and stuff like that, but mostly just working with the template structure that's already built.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really interested to try to get to a point where I can build my own template. And our boy, Mig Ray's out there, is the one who's shown me up with X. You know, has shown him my website. And he's like, yeah, so I took this template from this guy that made it. It's based on Helvetica. It's pretty sweet. And here it is. And he's like, hey, that's pretty cool, Nate. Check out this one that I totally made myself. And it's completely awesome in every way. And he shows me his new website. And it's like a totally custom programming job that he did. And I was just like, God damn it, Mig.
You can pretty much do anything you want with WordPress. And it allows your clients to change that data anytime they want. It's fantastic.
I love it as like a content management solution. Yeah. Like just saying, I'm just going to make this for you and then I'm never going to worry about your website ever mm-hmm. again.
Right.
Like I love you clients, but I don't always want your, can you update this page and then bill me for 20 minutes worth of work stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think at that point, and Donovan, you tell me if you feel this way, but like if you're doing 20 minutes worth of work, it's actually like just winds up costing you money in the long run because then you got to send an invoice. You got to prep that up. And it's like you almost spend more time on the back end. Yeah. So, hey, WordPress is awesome for alleviating that.
It is.
It's been fun. I've really enjoyed it. So what were you going to say?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just thinking that, you know, when you're building these websites for clients that WordPress is enabled to happen relatively cheaply. It's sort of like building a rubber band ball where just over time you accumulate a lot of websites that you've done for a lot of clients that every once in a while they're going to call you with questions or, you know, with changes or whatever. And I mean, that's becoming kind of an issue for us is how do we want to help our clients out, continue to build their brands. But how do you maintain all of that small work as you're accumulating new big projects and new clients?
Oh, man, that's it.
Maybe that's a different podcast.
Hell no, let's bring it back to that like
no,
next
that's,
week.
That's half
great.
My work is maintaining existing stuff. All right, well, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to go from web in the future back to paper.
Print in the past. I'm excited.
Letterhead, stationery, fun. We'll be back.
And we're back. That was a hell of a break. We're not even trying to hide those anymore.
Now, one of the reasons we brought Joe in, so he's working at Oxide Design.
Well, I think the main reason we brought Joe in is because he's such a devilishly handsome man.
Oh, that's
apparently
why
he has
say,
had a haircut or
thank
two.
You.
It's looking pretty sharp.
A couple recently.
That's why I say
keep going back.
This is only one of the reasons we brought him in is because he's working at Oxide Design Company, who recently picked up the gig with Rockport Books
mm-hmm. yep.
to write, is it Logo and Letterhead 12?
12.
And can I say, write? I don't know.
And you
curate? I don't, I think that, unless you, I'm, you know what, I totally jumped on you. You go ahead.
Okay. Got to let everyone know it's free to enter, mm-hmm. and you have until the 31st
postmark date.
Postmark.
August 2010. So, mm-hmm. like, if you're listening to this when it comes out, like, you got a couple days.
Can you get this out in time?
Yes.
Yeah, this is going to go out, like, Monday.
Okay,
So if you listen to this the day it goes out, you've got about 5 days. You go to 36point.com, scroll down a few posts. You will find the entry form because we're all about the Rockport books.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Well, actually, now where's the like legit page? We talked, and you know, listeners will be familiar with Oxide Design Co. You know, one Dr. E.U. Davies as the kind of the man in charge of that. Although there are many theorists out there who I believe. Like to posit that you are in fact the man in charge at that place, Joe.
Not true.
Where I know that there's a news article on you guys' blog. Where's like the legit, like main, like where do you go to enter?
Well, let me tell you this. It's all basically with the entry form. We're doing everything on paper. So we really are going back in time.
And we do have a copy, a PDF of the entry form on 36point.com. Well, we're as legit as anyone.
We'll put a new link to it on the story for this podcast.
There you go.
Sure. Tell us about Logo great. Head Letterhead 12. Logo what? letter what's its letter 12 head?
That works also.
This comes out every 2 years, right?
Yep. The window for work that you've done is within the last 2 years. So I assume that's their publishing
Logo's
schedule.
Let
me say something real quick about entries. We haven't gotten a lot of entries from a whole lot of people that we know.
Oh, like, I am correcting that. Look at that.
No.
What do you know?
Oh, no. I was wondering what this envelope was all about.
I wasn't finished yet. Donovan has entered some work.
Well, I'm entering more. I've got
it. Give me this
right there.
Nate is not judging, so this opinion is not official.
It's not official, but so are you saying you haven't received a lot of entries from people that around here?
What I'm saying is from around here or from people that we know everywhere. We want everyone to enter. We want this to be the best letterhead logo design book.
Okay.
The amazing Chris K worked on it.
You know what? The amazing Chris K blew us off for the show, so he is not that amazing to me anymore.
Wow.
But that means you were saying?
Amazing. Okay,
you
so saying? Now you no longer have to follow at Amazing Chris K. You should follow at what's your Twitter
account? I don't have a Twitter account.
What's the Oxide?
At Oxide Design.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, so sorry. So you were saying?
Or at Drew Oxide.
Nah.
What I'm saying is we have received a lot of entries.
That's good.
And we're pretty excited about that. However, there is always room for really, really good work in our book, and we want everyone to enter.
So, like Steve Hartman, has he entered?
Steve? I won't exclude anyone.
What about Steve Gordon? Has Steve Gordon entered?
We haven't looked through every single entry yet.
Has Michael Beirut entered? Is he being a little bitch about it? Do you need me to give him a call?
No,
I don't know him.
I think you should.
I don't have his number, but I'll do it.
I think you should.
Okay.
Although, be nice about it.
Is Sagmeister entered? You know, because you could probably smell the package.
Yeah, no, that I can tell you no.
Did you get
sure
a penis-shaped box? That'll be Sagmeister's.
We would have remembered that.
But I wanted to ask. Okay, so this is the 12th book. Has it always come out every 2 years? Do you know that?
Has it been going for 25 years then? 11 was released earlier this year or late last year.
Mm-hmm.
That's a really good looking book. It's full of good work.
Who did that one?
Design Army.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So
when is the publication on this?
We're looking for late next year.
Okay.
There is a date. I couldn't tell you what it is.
Okay. So the curating, because I'm curious about these books, because our buddy Justin Aarons at Rule 29, Rule 29 just did
Best of Business Cards.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same kind of series.
Yep. Yeah. And it's a very similar book. And one of the things that I'm super curious about is, it seems to be less about writing a book and a little bit more about curating. So, mm-hmm. What can you tell us about the process that you guys are going to have to go through
mm-hmm.
to put out one of these books? Because mm-hmm. everybody knows about Logo Letterhead. Everybody knows about Best of Business Card and Best of Brochure and all that.
It's either logos or letterheads or logos on letterheads or letterheads on logos.
To be honest,
holy shit! Could you do that? Like a logo that is a letterhead that has a logo on it. That's how you win.
Well, since you haven't entered anything yet, maybe that's a great...
I got to find that client.
Maybe that's a great idea.
I got to go find those guys.
We're under the assumption that logos, letterheads, and business cards are all included. Mm-hmm. Business cards probably aren't going to be included if they're not
with a letterhead.
With a letterhead,
right?
But if they're
as part of the system,
if they're part of a great set, then they need to be together. So we'll take everything. So just send it to us, and if it's great, it's going in the book.
If okay. Your letterhead is actually like the hood of a car, send it.
So what is but the kind of like again, I want to kind of call it like a curation process.
Yeah.
Like, what are you guys going to be going through to put this together?
I'll talk about a couple of the things that we did for our entries that haven't been done, at least in the recent past,
okay.
for these books, in order to get to your question, which is we're doing everything on paper. So we're asking everyone to print their logos out.
I'm so glad you brought
paper.
That up.
Yeah, so I want to talk about that because we've got a lot of questions.
And we've been getting a lot of shit about
but
it.
You guys, yeah.
Like
but
that's
you
a, guys, that's a nice way to say it because I would imagine that you guys weren't getting questions as much as you're just probably getting shit.
But right. You can get by with it because you're selling letterhead and that is all paper.
Exactly. So because these two kind of unrelated things are being put together, business cards has its own book, but letterhead and logos are combined together into one book. We felt it was a good opportunity to say, you know what, print your logos out. Most logos are going to be printed in some form in some part of their history. So we thought that...
At least in the publication of the book.
Well, yeah, right, exactly.
Well, hey, and for some of them, that might be the only time.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway, so you were saying.
So we saw that as an opportunity to make our jobs easier by kind of leveling the playing field and making sure that every logo was printed in the middle of an 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper, generally 1.5 inches square if it's a square or circular logo, and then use your best judgment on anything that's a different shape.
Logos yeah. I do only look good when they're printed 4 foot
so,
wide.
No, but that's actually a question I had. So if it's a
yeah.
if one of my proportions is slightly bigger than that measurement,
right.
It's gonna be, you're not going to be sitting there with a ruler like
no,
a dick
right.
saying, this
no,
one's
we're,
out.
We're not going to exclude anyone, but let me say this. We have gotten a lot of questions about the 1.5 inch requirement. And that was something that we established just to build some consistency across the entries.
Yeah.
So that we weren't getting lots of logos that were 6 inches wide. And we've sure. gotten some of those anyway.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, it's
probably from Von Glitschka. Look at how huge my
maybe.
Artwork is.
It's you know, it can be,
I just love doing that. I'm sorry.
I won't say that every logo needs to be readable at 1.5 inches generally, but I'll say that that's pretty important for a logo.
Well isn't it?
I
mean, obviously. I
assume you're probably putting them in the book that size.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't know if people are concerned about printing their logo that small or if they're really concerned about the fact that we may use that printout to publish in the book.
Sure.
And one thing that I wish that we had put on the entry form is that we'll be contacting all of the winners to get digital art for selected entries.
Hey, you can still update that.
I
just want to let you know, you could probably make that change and just slip it up.
You're right.
So that's your way of the, don't worry, don't call us, we'll call you.
Yeah. Well,
okay, how are you going to notify people?
We have contact information for everybody. It's part of the
entry.
Are
you going to call them?
No, it's going to be by letterhead.
Oh, yes. Is there official logo letterhead design 12 letterhead?
That's too much pressure. No.
What typeface is the giant 12 set in?
I couldn't tell you.
Okay.
Sorry.
Something, something, double extra bold black.
How about super custom? I don't know.
Oh, okay. Let's see. Hey, Donovan, let's take a quick break, and then I want to come back with more questions for Joe about letterhead. I want this to be a kind of an ongoing question here, something we might not be able to answer, but like when I heard that you guys were going to do this book, and let me just say, I think it's great that you guys are doing this book.
Thanks.
I love that like a local Omaha shop is, you know, putting out something to the greater design community, something that's going to last. I felt the same way when
For 2 years until
what,
13 comes out.
When like when Steve got his book, the freelance book. I just love when people around here, you know, are getting to be a part of that and getting to put that stuff out.
We're really proud of the opportunity.
When Drew told me about it, he said, "Oh man, I've been angling to take care of this book for like 30 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And
back when letterhead meant something.
There you go. That was there. Donovan
Did
got
you
to my question.
Notice a change in any letterhead design, and even in your process now that having to think that the client will probably send out more PDFs of the letterhead than actual copies of the letterhead?
You know, sadly, if you're working for a client who's going to be sending PDFs out, and you know that their clients or the recipients of their PDFs will need to print those out, then you're pretty limited in the number of things that you can put on the edge of the sheet of paper. You basically can't.
That's a bitch.
Or you also know that if the bleed is part of the cool design, it's not going to bleed when they print it.
Yeah, right. So you just imagine that your letterhead exists in a fantasy land where it never gets printed, but you know that it does. You just don't ever want to see what it looks like.
Right. Well, yeah. As long as they don't have to see that. That was going to be my main question when Drew told me that you guys had got this book. I was like, my first reaction was, that's great. My second reaction was, do a lot of people still do letterheads? Because I have, oh God, I've been in this world of, we need a word template with our logo on it. Uh-huh. Like they don't even, and granted, you know, in the business that I do, I have basically startups and very small clients, and they're not going to do a print run of, you know, 5,000 sheets of letterhead and matching envelopes with inside printing and custom builds. And that's just not a part of the world of my client base right now. So I haven't done a letterhead professionally. Jeez, maybe since my first job, a while now. Yeah. And I know that you guys still pump them out because I see them every year at the local AIGA show snapping up awards. And I know Donovan's does some, but let me ask this to both of you guys. Do you feel like the traditional letterhead is starting to go away?
Two letterheads in the last 2 years.
Okay. So do you feel like that's valid? Donovan, what's the role of the letterhead in the modern business?
I think part of it is also that since there's a lot more digital, that a lot of companies, you know, they may want an updated business card, but they don't really need an updated letterhead because the one we have now is fine because we barely use it and we still have 500 sheets of it left.
Yeah.
It'll last us another 5 years.
Mm-hmm. Right, 500 sheets, 5 years. Honestly.
Why don't we update our brochure instead of our letterhead?
Yeah, yeah. So like, what's the, as the guys that are curating this book, I mean, what's your kind of take on the modern role of letterhead in business?
Well, I can tell you there are certainly fewer letterhead entries than there are logo entries so far. Mm-hmm. But we've seen a lot of...
So if you want to get into the book, you know where to put your energy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. There are some really good entries that we've, of the ones that we've opened, there are some really great letterhead entries. So... you know, the opportunity still exists. I just think that certainly fewer of our clients are asking for it, or they may get designed and never printed.
Yeah. Do you guys do a lot of in your business over there? Do you guys do a lot of the word template letterheads?
We did get a request for one on Friday.
We had the best request. We had a client, and it's actually the one I just handed you. They wanted very few printed, so our main goal was to print as cheap as possible. But then when they wanted the digital copy, guy's like, oh, I'm like, I assume you'll want a digital copy. He wanted it in pages on the Mac instead of Word.
Good for that guy.
It was much easier to import from the Adobe software into pages.
That's great.
Because, you know, the PDF held up rather than, you know, bringing a PDF into Word, which is a nightmare.
Yeah. No, you don't want to do that.
No.
Not at all.
Yeah, it was that made us happy.
That's incredible.
Oh man, I love pages. We could dedicate a whole show just to like page. Like I had to go from numbers to Excel the other day. Oh fuck that! Mm-hmm. That's horrible.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't done one in pages yet. I would love to do. But like I always, and I'm kind of curious. Let's just maybe dedicate a little show time to this. So I usually will just make like a header and a footer and put their graphics in that and cross my fingers and hope that prints out.
Yeah.
Because it's always transparent on screen and that freaks me out. But man, I hate doing that.
Yeah. We try not to, but we don't have a choice.
Yeah. We get paid. I mean, at the end, we all want to be the designers to say, no, I won't do this.
Do you want money or do you not?
Right.
Yeah. Do you want to pay those bills? Do you want to get little Adam paid so he can buy some steaks at home? Maybe just some hamburgers. Who knows?
You know what? It's the world that we live in. When Oxide was using its first letterhead for the first 5 or 6 years of our existence, our letterhead sheets were A10 size.
Yeah.
So we knew that when they got printed out on 8.5 by 11s, that they would print out just a little bit smaller. And we were okay with that. But, you know, in the back of our minds, there was always that, well, it's not really right, you know, but we had to do it anyway, because PDFs, that's where we're at.
Yeah, yeah, just digital communication all over. But one of the things I think that you guys may have even overcompensated a bit by your, like, paper selection on the new stuff that you made, those business cards that you can build a house out of.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm pretty thick.
Are those – is Oxide allowed to enter into the competition?
Well, I'll tell you this. Design Army did a pretty good spread on themselves.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So that's a – you just like, get your own section.
Not that we've entered, but that will be in the book, certainly. Yeah.
Nice. Okay, so there's precedent there. Uh-huh. I like that. Yep. I like that. All right. Donovan, let's take our last break, and then we got some what's happening in the world, what's up updates.
All right, so stop the show. Enter right now. You just got a couple days.
Yeah, August 31st, got to be postmarked. Get it off. Again, you can find the link to the PDF
at
36point.com. Donovan, we're back with what's happening, what's update. I don't have a name for this segment yet, but we thought it would be a good idea if we
did a little research of what's going on. This is going to be timely.
I got to be honest with you. I used to do this for every show, and I don't know why we stopped.
I remember those days.
Yeah, back in the day, we'd do some news. So we're going to hit you with some news.
Also do August 31st.
Is news? No, we're not doing these yet.
Oh, you're not doing
these? No, I got a whole thing. Here, don't you worry about it. All right. Don't worry about it, baby. I'll take care of you. Okay, so we're going to do news and deadlines. Flash Player 10.1 came out for mobile. This is a very big thing. We've been covering the Flash.
So I can download that on my iPhone?
Nope.
Then it didn't come out for mobile. Mm,
okay.
Next.
Our iPhone's mobile? Wait.
That's
yes.
The only mobile there is.
Yes.
Next.
Not true. Well, because there was like a... I didn't do all my...
Just because you don't have an iPhone doesn't mean that we care.
So, okay, I'm just saying just because you don't care doesn't mean our audience don't, so check
this
out.
They all have iPhones. They're designers.
So this was a big deal. Obviously, Donovan doesn't give a shit because it's not on his goddamn iPhone, but...
I don't care either.
Yeah, okay. So, should you ever have to develop for it... reviews kind of dicey so far. It was like the big, this one's going to fix everything. And sort of what's happening with it is, especially with video, if it's, you know, there's like a button you hit, optimize for mobile. And then video on these, where this is installed, they play like slick, like it works really well.
Hmm.
The downside seems to be that you have to click that button on the video. So... millions of videos from the past few years on every website in the world are not like there's no change.
Mm.
Like they are still, it's still dicey, it's still sluggish, it still causes phones to crash because they haven't been optimized for it. It's not backwards compatible with millions and millions and millions of videos out there. So
they must not have been able to do that.
Yeah,
wouldn't
I mean,
you assume that they would prefer it be backwards compatible.
Yeah, I think that we could probably make the assumption that they would like that very much. Mm-hmm. But this was going to be like the big "we're going to change the world and have Flash on mobile" thing, and I gotta tell you guys, I mean, yeah, we all know I'm working on a super old machine. I'm making strides. I'm trying to get over that, but yo, it's rare is the day that I don't go to some website that I like to go to and have like Jesus Wired. Is one of the worst sites for me to go. And I love going to Wired, but man, just the Flash content and the ads on those pages, they kill my browser. I just, like, oh, okay, spinning beach ball. I guess I won't go to the internet for a while.
That's sad.
So that's out. So hooray for Adobe. Hey, what? At least they're trying. They're getting it done. And then as I was going through, like, all, like, recent press releases, this isn't really news, but did y'all know Quark is on version 8 now?
No.
Wow, David Carson and Chip Kidd can upgrade.
Nice.
Aren't they the only two left on that?
That was going to be kind of my question. It was like, I saw that and I was like, whoa, shit, Quark's on 8? And their press release page is like, Like, I almost have a little bit of sympathy for those guys now, you know? Like, because, you know, this, like, independent study says that, you know, Quark 8 is better than InDesign CS5 for... And then you go in and it's, like, for these specific online tasks. Right. And it's like, oh, you go get you some Quark. Because now... Isn't it kind of like Quark is the underdog again?
Yeah, well, you know what? Something just occurred to me.
Not again, but like for the first time, I guess.
Maybe their Snap-to-Grid works. Maybe you should try it.
I think maybe we will, because after upgrading to CS5, we sort of wish we could go back to CS3, but we can't. We have too many documents that aren't backwards compatible, so maybe Quark is the answer.
There's a little anger in your voice there, Joe. I'm picking up on that.
Hey, it's a problem.
And if that doesn't work, you can always go to Corel.
No, come on, man. now you're just talking crazy. But and that's one of the I was just struck by that. I was like, you know, because back in InDesign was the underdog, and Adobe had the way better customer service, and dealing with Quark customer service was just like getting stabbed in the chest repeatedly. And and I don't know what their customer service is like now, but I'm willing to bet it's nicer people. Hopefully.
Waiting for a phone call.
I'm curious, and I'll
for that phone to ring.
I'll take this comment on 36point.com. Are you using Quark? If the answer is yes, just drop a quick comment. Yes, I am. And what version? Are you on 8? Is 8 a thing? Are you on 7? I don't know. It just blows my mind that it's up on 8. That's news. There is not a obvious slow news right now. Last thing. Design deadlines coming up. Obviously, Joe.
Yeah.
Logo and letterhead design 12.
August
free
31st.
Entries. Yes, August 31st. Download the form.
And that is the late deadline, so it's not moving again.
That's right.
Not necessarily, dude. I think we all know how these work. but let's just go ahead and assume for now that August 31st is already the extended deadline that. So get on it. Also on October... Also on August 31st is the late deadline for the How Interactive Design Awards. You can go to howdesign.com, click on competitions. That's how I found this information. And that's coming right up. So you guys get your crazy ass website projects done before then and send them in.
Yes.
What I found was really interesting is the regular deadline is the very next day, September the 1st. For the regular old How International Design Awards.
Well, they're running like 6 awards a year. I mean,
they run a lot.
One deadline ends, another one starts up.
But what's of note about that is not the late. There's like, we don't have to play around. There's always a late entry thing.
Yeah.
But the early deadline for How International Design Awards, which is the major How Design competition, get you in a magazine for that. Is September 1. So those are both coming up all really at the same time. Let's see. And then the next one that's coming up, we'll probably talk about this next time, is Communication Arts Typography Competition is September 10th.
Is this the first year of that, or have they done this one before?
I think it's the first.
Yeah. I can certainly tell you it's new. Because they
went from 8 issues a year to 6, and part of the deal with the 6 is now there's going to be a competition in each one.
Yeah.
I think, and that's why they have this typography competition.
Yeah,
I'm looking forward to that. I think
so
I
there
might.
There is no regular CA issues anymore. It's only CA competition issues now.
What does that say?
Well, I think that says that Yo, Those Sell and the other. And the, come on, I think we can all say that the non competition communication arts issues kind of.
I don't read communication arts spread on me.
Yeah.
That would sell.
Yeah.
CA, you listening, call me up.
A whole issue, you mean?
Just 24 pages.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah, that's it. I wonder
if this can be this typography competition filler.
Yeah, the filler of the type competition. I might have some things to enter into that. I'm curious. I want to look into that because, if it's like page layout and stuff, I don't think that my type is burning down any buildings or anything like that. But, Joe and I were talking before the show that, custom type on logos is like where I've been spending a lot of my time lately. So
that's perfect opportunity to enter.
I am hoping. So we'll check that out. That's at comarts.com. You can check that out. And gentlemen, that is what is happening in the world of design right now.
Exciting.
What else? What we got anything else today? our slightly extended show format is doing really good. I think we're going to cap it about 40 minutes.
We'll be back in 2 weeks.
We'll be back in 2 weeks with another show, I think.
Joe, great to have you on.
Thank you.
Yeah, great to have you on, Joe.
Thanks
first
a lot.
Time. We hope you'll come back and be on the show some more.
I'd like to do that.
Even if you don't have books coming out.
Well, maybe we'll just always have books.
Don't be that way. Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, if you always have books. So we'll see you. And I think, Donovan, we're trying to plan ahead. So we're thinking, unless something crazy happens, that our next show we'll be talking about how to talk to your clients.
And if anybody of our listeners are in, is it Edwardsville, Indiana?
Shoot
us a note. We're going to be there in September.
Yeah, late September. So we'll have another show before we're there.
Follow us on Twitter. Yeah, shoot us a note. We'll hang out.
Something. Hit us up at 36 Point on Twitter and at Vossum. That is me. And boy, dudes, I think that's all we got for today. That's a pretty good show. I feel pretty good about that. Questions and comments, hit us up at 36point.com, and we'll see you in 2 weeks.